This week on Jags Wired, the Jaguars continue their march towards the start of the 2017 season.
It's a daily grind.
Training camp is in full swing, and you'll join the Jaguars on the practice field. And the Jaguars move to New England for a week's worth of work with the world champs. Plus, go inside the Jaguars' sparkling new indoor training facility. All that this week on Jags Wired.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Something special. You have to believe that something special is going to happen to the guys in this room. Something special is going to happen. But what did it say today on the board? Start of the day. Not going to happen by magic. Sweat, determination, that's what it's going to take.
The Florida heat and humidity, combined with the intensity of new head coach Doug Marrone's training camp schedule, all but assured the Jaguars that hard work and sweat would be plentiful this month. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired, our brand new show that will take you so close to the action, you'll feel that heat and experience the intensity the Jaguars are feeling as they get ready for 2017. Training camp is the start of a long journey to a new season. The players arrive with smiles on their faces, eager to get to Sundays in September. Underneath that shiny exterior, though, is the knowledge that sweltering days on the field and long nights in the meeting room lay between them and their goal. Still, it's the game they love, and the anticipation of another NFL season hovers like Florida humidity the day before it all begins.
I think sense of urgency is shown with this morning. Usually, you know, we're able to show off the camp around 12 and check in. You know, now, you know, we're pulling up at 7 in the morning. So I think a sense of urgency is understatement with these guys. You know, I think they want to go where they want to go now. And, you know, they're using every second, minute, and hour to take us there. I think they become available in January.
Talk is cheap when you play or coach professional football. But part of the job is to talk ball. Before camp gets underway, a select few spend time with the media.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope everyone had a good summer.
You said you can tell right now this team is special. How can you tell that before ever seeing them in pads?
You just see the guys, you know, are motivated, you know, hungry. You know, you see leaders being born and, you know, everybody's taking care of the small details.
You know, if we're talking just talent first, we might have the most talent that I've ever been around, top to bottom. Adapt, adjust, or be out.
Mentally and physically, have a very demanding camp for us, and it should be that way. We need to go through this, go through a tough physical camp, so that when week one, we're hardened and ready to play.
I have not spoken to the team today. We'll talk to the team tonight, and we're going to talk to the team about winning. Yes.
Why? Why? I mean, I know why, but I mean, why is that?
You're going to ask? No, seriously now. Now, I'm going to, wait, someone's going to get Coach Coplin in here. I mean, you're going to be this twice now.
I know.
You did it the first, okay. Why? Why are we here?
Why is it important?
Why are we here? We are here to win.
If we're all in this thing together. We've got to learn about trust, okay? Trust that we're all doing the right thing. We've got to learn to be accountable to each other. The guy on the right and the left of you. That's what helps win championships, all right? And winning is what we're here to do.
You'll feel the energy of the team with new leadership, new players, and greater expectations from the very first minutes on the field in this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
Sit up!
Good job.
Turn it up!
Good, yo. There you go, Malik Jackson.
Oh, good.
Practice like this, obviously against a great football team, you know, it's going to make our team better. And that was really the goal coming up here.
The Jaguars leave the heat in Florida, but jump into the fire with the Super Bowl champions next on Jags Wire. Training camp is an enormous undertaking for the Jaguar staff. 90 players means 90 helmets, 90 jerseys, 90 meals three times a day. It's a big job. So is picking up the entire football operation and moving it 1,200 miles north for nearly a week. We're back on Jags Wire. I'm Brian Sexton. Training camp is about finding out who the best 53 players are, a difficult job to be sure. The best way to do that, the Jags Brain Trust believed, was to take their team to Boston in order to find their best against the NFL's best, the world champion New England Patriots. It was a big challenge and a productive week, as you're about to see in this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
About 15,000 pounds worth of stuff. We still drove a truck up there like we normally do. And then we just flew a few extra things than we normally do. And then obviously having 90 players, it makes it a little bit more too. Unfortunately, we're pretty good at moving around and doing that. But it was, you know, the Patriots were, they rolled out the red carpet for us. They really helped us out up there.
The Jaguars will be the sixth most traveled team in the NFL. When the season is done, they would have traveled enough miles to traverse the globe.
think when you practice like this, obviously against a great football team, you know, it's going to make our team better. And that was really the goal coming up here.
For us, it was a good chance to go out there against a good defense, you know, and to see where we were at.
Just having an opportunity to come out and play against somebody else other than your defense, you know, give you different techniques.
Obviously, it's cool to go practice against the defending world champions, but it was about, you know, what can we do? How do we react in the situation? And how can we continue to get better?
When we return, we'll introduce you to a running back who's part sports car and part Mack truck. Plus,
it's a daily grind. You can't do it one time. You got to do it all the time.
We'll take you on the field in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings. All eyes have been on rookie running back Leonard Fournette almost his entire life. The New Orleans schoolboy sensation from middle school to LSU never failed to live up to his billing. Fournette's blend of size, speed, and power is rare, perhaps unique. Now he's in the NFL, and the eyes and hopes of Jags fans are on him. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Training camp can feel like a long, seemingly endless endeavor. But don't get the idea that it's ever slow or just drags on and on. A huge to-do list looms daily, and the players, as you're about to see, know that it's actually a finite period of time for them to get ready for the season. This week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
It's a daily grind. You can't do it one time. You got to do it all the time.
Lock our minds into this physical.
Because we taught it as shoulder,
yeah,
elbow, hands.
Right.
That's the way we take it.
Right. Right. Go, go.
That's it. That's it. A good shot, Fofo. You felt me?
Yes.
You felt me?
I remember against Oakland last year. Boy, I promise, boy, it was probably a 16-play drive, man. Me and Puzz out there.
Hey, let's make some plays right here. I told y'all I was going to be the first one to get one. Here it come right here. That would have been the tech. I'd have burst through y'all.
Hey, it's the same grind. Ain't no different than what we've been doing Monday through Friday, dog. Yep. It's just that the light's on.
Yep.
Y'all already know what that mean, man. Hey, we gonna put on a show, man, but we gonna do us. We gonna do us, man. Let's go, baby. Hey, let's get money. Let's get money. Let's get it. I'm surprised. See, I don't even tie mine tight. See, you tight. I leave mine. Boy, I barely tie mine, bro. But I got fat feet, though, bro. So I gotta be able to move.
Hey, we switching everything, DG.
Zone it!
Hey, zone it! 2 and 3 tight.
I'm telling y'all, 27 really might be the truth, dog. How big and fast he is, bro. I ain't saying like he once in a generational, bro, but he a rare breed, bro.
What up, this?
Iggy,
Iggy, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy. Like that.
It's so different.
We both look at down. Look at this.
Okay, okay.
You're running through and you're running and you feel double in trouble.
There's a change. You see how I changed my gait? You see how I got shorter? So if I'm running like this and everything's going,
yeah,
I'm
you
going
slow feet, your feet and then, down.
And then you slow your feet down. Right? We just want you guys to keep it the same, lower it, go through.
If it's water down.
Man, you gonna jump with water? I ain't jumping for nobody.
Hyundai. Hybrid. It's a nice car. Proud of you, man. Making a financially smart decision.
Appreciate that. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, good block, Olan. What? I don't, but when I need, when I have to, it's up there. My job was to get down. I want you to know that.
They're giving yourself up in that situation.
Yeah.
Once you make the first down, they have no timeouts. It's under 2 minutes.
I got you.
Hey, coach, I ain't getting enough work today, dog.
A long-desired dream of Jaguars coaches past and present is finally fulfilled. You're about to be among the very first to catch a glimpse when we return to Jags Wire.
If I go before I'm old.
You've probably seen and heard the beautiful new Daly's Place now connected to Everbank Field. Nearly 100,000 music fans have enjoyed almost 20 amazing shows since it opened in May. But the amphitheater is only half of the Daly's Place equation. Welcome back to Jags Wired. Tom Coughlin never stopped beating the drums, and Jack Del Rio picked up where he left off. Mike Mularkey and Gus Bradley were equally adamant about the importance of a place to get their teams out of the heat and the tremendous summer storms we endure here in North Florida. Now, almost 23 years after TC first asked, he and Doug Marone have an important new resource at their disposal.
I like the turf, just a great alternate from practicing outside and coming inside. So I feel like we got great work in there. I like it a lot.
Well, first of all, I think it's outstanding. I think that we were able to fit 90 in there, get everything that we wanted done. It's something that's going to obviously help us. You know, I think you get acclimated to the heat and come back in here. At the end of the day, you're just looking for, you know, getting the quality out of practice so this way you can continue to get where you want to be.
The number one customer for this facility is the Jacksonville Jaguars. And it's not the business side of the Jacksonville Jaguars, it's the football side of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
We're back with our next Jags Wired from the brand new facility on August 29th. We leave you with the sights and sounds of the Jags' preseason opener from New England. Good night, everybody.